Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. What's the latest in the Julian household?
Well, my kids are on spring break, and it is absolutely a perfect Chamber of Commerce day. So if they stay inside all day, they're going to be in trouble. I literally left the house and said, get outside and get into some trouble and have some fun. I mean, it's a perfect day.
Now, I know, Stephen, typically our shows are timeless, but I do have to ask. Over the weekend, WrestleMania 30, I know your kids, your whole family, you're into that. What was it like that night?
Well, I would like to clarify. My wife tolerates it, but all three of my boys are thoroughly into it, and we had a good time. It was on my birthday, so we got to watch it, and actually, my favorite moment was when Hulk Hogan introduced the thing and told they were in New Orleans and told everybody it was good to be back in the Silver Dome, and everybody started booing him because they were obviously in the Super Dome. So they made fun of him the rest of the night. It was great. He had a good time with it.
Well, too. That's what happened. Hulk Hogan's like, what, 75 years 60. Old now?
He's 60. So, yeah, the memory's the first thing to go. My parents would attest to that.
All right. First rule here at Business Radio X, no wrestling in the studio.
Yeah, that's right. And I can't believe you actually brought it up. So that's the last wrestling reference we'll ever have.
First and last.
That's right. Well done, Mike.
Joining us on the show today from Platform One and Vibe HCM, it's Greta Cairns. And joining us from Mosaic Corp, it is Ken Kingery, two friends and guests that have been on the shows before, and a lot's happened since we last saw them, so we want to catch up to speed what's been going on. We're going to start with ladies first, and we're going to go with Greta. Greta, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you as always. Greta is the Director and Strategic Account Management Person for Platform One, and Vibe HCM. Easy to say, but just not for me this morning. Tell us about your company, Platform One and Vibe HCM, in a layman's terms, since I got that Georgia education, and I'm not the tech guy like Steven, so explain to me in easy terms, if you will, what your company does, Greta.
All right. Platform One and Vibe HCM is a combination of technology ingredients that provide companies with a front end and a back end to fully engage their employees in the human capital management, thus the HCM.
And when you say human capital management, you're talking employee management.
Yes, management of all the aspects that surround the employee, such as payroll, benefits, enrollment, you know, just everything, learning, everything, performance management. All of those aspects of human capital management. And so what the company has done is combine the ingredients of the front-end technology, which is a groovy, cool technology, of the C-Factor Group, which has been around for about 28 years. It's a family-run business, three brothers, with the Platform One family-run business that's been around for 29 years, run by a bunch of boys and a girl, and they have combined ingredients to provide a best type of technology to meet every aspect of your human capital management needs.
How did this solution come about?
Well, basically, I guess they got introduced to one another last fall, and then in 2013 out in Las Vegas, there was an HR technology conference, and the C-Factor Group was named out of 250 applicants, one of the six that was a winner in the technology awards out there for best new HR technology. They have great introductory elements that really engage and improve the engagement of the human capital, which is all the employees. It can be customized to the level of the employee. So it's not just, you know, one size fits all, because that's how you differentiate employee engagement and really get employees engaged and that sort of thing. So it's all different levels. It can be completely configured with rules, lots of workflow, and it's user friendly. So it allows people to just, you know, click, point, and really get engaged. And then what's really nice is the information feeds right into the back end. So you capture all that when it's ready, you know, time for you to, you know, process your benefits, process your payroll, do your taxes, all of those things. So it's one size, you know, or one element fits into the whole play of human capital management.
Greta, I think when you use that term human capital management and you're kind of talking about benefits and payroll and some things, I know in my mind it just starts to expand. I do a little bit of work around benefits in my day job, and that can mean so many different things. So I'm going to ask what might be a loaded question. Can you kind of give us the breadth of human capital management and all the things that you guys can impact on? Or is it easier to say the things you can't do because it might be such a long list?
Well, I think if you really think about managing employees, mm-hmm. okay, you have, let's start with the basic enrollment when you bring someone on, also when people are applying. So you can do all of the front end from application, recruiting, all of that. Okay. So that's where it starts. Then after you bring them on board, the orientation, one of the greatest elements that they were awarded for was their virtual day one orientation program that set up like a stage and everything. It's an amazing way to standardize that orientation and really introduce the culture, the policies, and then segue into benefits enrollment. This is what you're going to get by being a member of this organization. So you can put them to a pod that shows them about, you know, their benefits. Now, benefits can include health and welfare benefits such as medical, dental, and so on. But benefits also might be, you know, wellness benefits, gym membership. It might be educational benefits or, you know, reimbursement for education. It's all the different benefits that impact that employee. And then you can go on from there is that while you're here, you're going to have opportunities for learning. So you go to a learning management system, an LMS. You're going to be engaged in these type of educational things. These are the policies and procedures that are going to impact you. These are the safety requirements. This is our culture. This is how you fit. And this is a way for you to get engaged in our culture because it also provides elements of community. And by community association, that means like a group such as a small group of people that are really focused on running races. They might get together and say, well, I'm going to run this one. Let's go out and practice a walk at lunch group, you know, or a single family or a single parenting group. You know, let's talk about meals that we can put together in 20 minutes or less because they share the same elements. And it allows like people, like-minded people to get together. And when you get together and feel engaged in that type of community, it motivates you to continue to grow within that organization and you feel comfortable. And that's where we get that improved employee engagement at every level within the organization.
And I think obviously the first line of clients most people would think of is, oh, that's for the big, really big companies that have thousands of employees. Sounds like there's a lot of tailoring that you can kind of scale this down. So talk about some of your sweet spots and maybe talk about, you know, how small can you go? I mean, how what kind of a business can get into this and benefit from it?
Well, it is mostly for the medium level types of businesses because that's where you get the most return on your investment. But at the same time, it can go to really large organizations, DeVry Learning Group, you know, educational group, I should say. You've got Starbucks that is using this level of technology, California Pizza Kitchen. So, and within them, it's not just the big wigs, not just the management, because you have these communities that touch on those particular areas. And the nice thing about this, it's a GUI front end. It can fit on top of whatever backline technology you have out there, which is what we use. We use the Lawson technology. And so it feeds into that. But the other thing is it can be configured to your rules. It can be branded with the way you want it to be branded. And it can look and feel like your organization. So as you enter into it with a single sign on, you get the look and feel of your organization, your home. So you're already comfortable in your own environment. And it's technology enabled by whatever web capabilities you have, cloud-based as well. So if you have an iPad or a smartphone, or you have a laptop or a PC, or you go, you know, somewhere and they say, well, what about, you know, some of the elderly that don't have that? Hey, all your kids and grandkids have them. So, you know, lend me your cell phone, honey, because I want to look up my wage statement, you know, all the information online that really empowers individuals to, you know, have control of their own information, which is what companies need to do in order to get efficiencies and standardization out there, because who knows better if you're moving or, you know, your phone has changed or you have a change in your home. You know, you add a child, you have a death in the family. You are the, you know, the master of your own information. So by giving you that level of not only responsibility but capability, you get more timely information, which ensures that your benefits are better, that your payrolls are more accurate. So it really improves the efficiencies in a proactive manner.
You're listening to Greta Cairns. She's with Platform One and Vibe HCM. And I've heard the term, Greta, employee engagement. Talk about how important employee engagement is, and how does your company help with that?
Oh, that's an amazing feature of this HCM solution. The fact is, employee engagement is how involved your employees are in performing their work and with what capabilities and what level of motivation. So the more engaged an employee is, the more performance you're going to get out of them, the less absenteeism, and the more safety-minded they are, because they really care about what they're doing within that organization. So improved employee engagement is foremost in the minds of 87% of business owners and the C-suite executives out there, because they found that that employee engagement and higher levels of it can improve the bottom line for an organization. So if you have more engaged employees, it provides, you know, more performance, better customer service, which feeds down the line and gives you better end results, which impact your bottom line. And that's what organizations want in order to be competitive and grow. So that's the employee engagement. The elements of configurability, reaching employees at every single level within an organization, allowing them to build camaraderie, allowing them capabilities that they didn't have. You know, if I needed information and I had to wait for Susie to get back from lunch and it was on my lunch hour, that could be a bit perturbing. So in order to do, you know, eliminate that stop in the process, this gives people access 24/7. And it's real-time information. So it engages employees by allowing them to be involved and to get real-time information and to feel comfortable about knowing all of this. The more an employee knows about an organization, the more involved they stay in that organization. The more comfortable they feel, the more engaged they are. The more engagement you get, the better productivity, the better impact on your bottom line.
What's the old phrase, happy employee is a productive employee?
Absolutely.
And that touches on that at all levels. I've also heard the use of employee self-service and manager self-service in technology. What do those terms mean, and how do they apply?
Well, employee self-service is where the employee goes into a hub that gives them all of their own personal information. It could be, you know, their dependents, it could be their benefits, it could be specific information that applies only to them. And there's security levels around this so that only an employee sees their own information. At the second level is the manager self-service, where managers have direct access to every bit of information regarding their employees. And in some of these elements of productivity and workflow, a manager can approve leave of his employees. He can see if an employee has, you know, performance issues. He can report back to them. They can have direct contact with one another. It's socially engaging. It allows that two-way feedback, which is imperative in employee engagement and productivity with an organization, for employees to feel as though they are connected directly to their immediate managers and supervisors.
Greta, would it be fair to say that in the past, and one of the things you guys are trying to combat and improve, is that employees' interaction online or employees' engagement in all of the benefits and things like that has been bad, or it's, hey, I went on to sign up and then I never go back. Right. And so,
right.
And what you guys are trying to do, I was sitting here thinking you guys are trying to turn the employee experience online into kind of like Facebook. I constantly go back. I'm constantly checking. I'm learning a lot. It's helping me.
Right.
It's engaging me.
It's social engagement.
Right.
You know, it's allowing social media to work in the workplace. You know, they could attach a radio station. You can stream video. If there's, you know, stocks, you can stream the stocks every day. You can show, in fact, C Factor is out of Canada. So when we see that it's 38 degrees below, it makes us really happy that we're in Atlanta where it's, you know, 40 degrees above.
So, big difference.
You know, big difference. So, you know, you make it critical to what's important. And by showing employees what's important to them, they feel like the company cares. So, yes, it is social media and it's directly configured to what makes sense, how you want to brand it, how you really represent your culture, and what you feel is going to be important to your employees at different levels. And as I said before, it's configured so that only employees at certain levels see certain information. So if you've got executives who want to see not only stock reports, but, you know, other elements, what is my 401k doing today? You can link right to that because they're following different things. You know, their communities might be showing the daily stats, you know, and you know, all different analyses on a daily basis. They want to look at the pie charts. Well, a regular, you know, hourly employee doesn't give a care about a pie chart except when they want to see the growth of the organization. So you turn employees on to whatever is important at their level, and you allow employees to help drive what's important by developing those communities and getting their feedback. Because by listening and having that two-way conversation, you know, it's communication that's collaborative.
So go back to kind of front end, back end, because you kind of started with that these are two companies that kind of now join forces, front
right.
end and back end of the
we
HCM.
Got married.
Yeah. Okay. So you're still in the honeymoon phase a little bit, but is how unique is that in your industry? And I assume it's to create synergy and to create a better experience for the companies. And can you unpack a little bit of what some of the problems were before you guys met?
Well, before we met, and we'll start there, is each of us had great options available, but they lacked the big picture. They lacked engagement from before an employee comes on through paying them and retirement and all of those elements.
And is that fairly common in the industry? Is that what a lot of companies have been experiencing?
Yes. A lot of companies have what we call disparate technologies. They don't play nicely together. And so what happens is that they're doing a lot of extra work, which I, in my terminology, would call wasted work, because you're throwing money away, duplicate entries, things of that nature. Whereas when you have a front end that feeds directly into a back end and gathers all that information, it just makes the workflow much better. And if you define it by the rules, you also maintain compliance. So for companies, not having to touch a lot of things, because when you have a lot of human interaction and touching and multiple data points of entry and disparate systems, you get a lot of information that isn't necessarily right on. You have to do a lot of checking and analysis. Okay, I got this report. Now I got to match this to this. Wasted work, wasted time, wasted energy, and loss of revenue, really. You're spending time and money where you don't need to if you have a system that allows you, you know, a full line, a full spectrum of from front to end results.
We're talking with Greta Cairns with Platform One and Vibe HCM. And I've got so many questions, but unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of time left. But you touched upon a lot of things, obviously, for productivity and employee engagement and making the work faster and better and more efficient. But there's, in your terms, some groovy, cool things, too. And you touched upon radio streaming, some radio stuff. There's some talk about some of the fun aspects.
The groovy, cool?
The groovy, cool stuff, exactly, that the program brings.
Well, the communities is groovy cool, you know, because that is something, you know, because anybody could start a community. I mean, we were talking earlier before the show began about people that are really into healthful living and great food and wine. You could have a wine connoisseurs club, you know, if that's what they wanted to do. You know, you can start communities that make sense to the employees within that. That's groovy cool. The other thing is that virtual day one where you can come on board and see the president standing in front of you on a stage and you're streaming in a video that shows you how many people get to see, you know, actually, especially if you have a global organization, get to see the key players and put a face to a name other than, you know, when you walk in the building and there's his face.
Well, or something that was taped 10 years ago.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you can change these videos on a daily basis if you need to. One of the ones that C-Factor has out there is some downhill skiing, you know, which is cool for some people. Yeah. And then other people might see, you know, when you're doing your wellness initiatives, you could show exercises that you could do at your desk, you know, ergonomically how to sit properly, you know, definitely sitting on those little bouncy balls, you know, and keeping your back straight and all those things that are groovy, cool, and good for you at the same time. So there's all different elements that make it groovy, cool. Yeah, the videos, the music, stock, you know, stocks that are out there, the temperatures. You could even show, you know, foods that if you had like a banquet or you're having awards, you could see the people that got the awards. You could see why they got the awards. You can show actual people working, you know, how you have flash dances and flash mobs and stuff like that. Companies are doing fun things.
We do that around here all the time.
Yeah. I'm sure.
But it goes back to, again, the employee engagement. It makes the employees closer together. And again, they're closer and they're more productive now.
Right. And they can actually see one another.
Well, and I think one clarifying question, which forgive me if this is stupid and idiotic, but I just want to make sure, because I think this is a huge point. It's one thing to say we've got all this stuff, but you're talking about each individual employee, or at least on a group level, they can kind of tailor it down. It's not just our company has this giant thing, because we've all been caught in the look at all this stuff we have. It's like
not applicable to you.
Right. I got to dig so deep. So,
right. So this is configured to the groups, and the security is so that they only see what they're supposed to see. And that's the beauty of this, is that why would you tempt someone with something that's not, you know, applicable to them? So by showing people what's meaningful to them, not only that, but asking them what's meaningful, getting that feedback, helping brand, it creates a culture of awareness and motivation by belonging and engagement.
Mike, say it with me. That's groovy cool.
Groovy cool. We saved the best for last. I waited the whole interview to get to the groovy cool stuff, and there it was. That's awesome. So much great stuff that we don't have time to talk about it all here. So for those that want to find out more information, where can they go to find out more information about Platform One and Vibe HCM?
They can go to www.platformone.com, or they can just go out there and start searching and look around and find out about the Vibe HCM, because we're out there. And even though we're new, we're getting a lot of great feedback. And even, you know, one of the awards for 2014 is out there on great new HR technology, too.
And you need to get the Groovy Cool website. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, we're working on that. We're working on that stuff.
Greta Cairns, Platform One and Vibe HCM, you're Groovy Cool. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.
That's going to be our catchphrase for our next couple shows here, knowing Steven and myself. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Mosaic Corporation, or Mosaic Corp, it's Ken Kingery. And Steven, we've been talking about technology and everything, and Ken is in the same mold, if you will. Technology is a big part of your company, Ken. Talk about Mosaic Corp and what your company does.
It's pretty simple. The elevator pitch, so to speak, is we take businesses paperless. So, okay, Steven, you're in the you're a registered investment advisor, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, a lot of paper in your business?
Oh, good heavens. As my son would say, oh, my lands. It's, yeah, I swim in it every day.
Okay, so for example, we've got 30 wealth management investment advisors right here in the Atlanta area that we've taken paperless. So they're FINRA compliant, SEC compliant. They don't have to, when their clients call them on the phone, they don't have to go digging through file cabinets or look through Microsoft Outlook. They just type in the name of the client, and boom, there's everything they need to see right there in front of them. So that's an example of one of our markets. Other markets might include, for example, the medical market or restaurant management, or we're surrounded by auto dealerships around here. We've got quite a number of auto dealerships like RBM of Atlanta that we've taken paperless. And so those are a few examples.
We've got suites right next door to the studio, one or two that I know that they're realtors, and they have big real estate companies. And you walk in their office and there's nothing but a computer. The old days of big filing cabinets with paper falling out, I guess, are gone. What's the reason not for companies not to go paperless these days? I mean, I can't seem to think of any.
You know, some people, I guess, love paper. I mean, a lot of lawyers, that's the worst market for taking people paperless, because you see them, they just cling to paper. But if you look at most companies who, if they're in the business to have a return on investment for people who've invested in the company, or if they're trying to grow their business, and if they're trying to be responsive to their clients, you think of paper as the stuff that gets in an engine and gunks it up. Because the irony is, the more successful you become as a company, so if you're growing, you have more paper. And if you have more paper, then your business processes begin to slow down. If you imagine, one of our customers is Apollo MD. They're extremely successful. They have 2,000 physicians. They're in the business of taking over the most hospitals don't really want to be in the business of emergency medicine. They like the chronic illness type of thing. That's what they do. So what they do is they cede this whole responsibility of the emergency medicine to Apollo MD. Apollo MD has over 105 hospitals nationwide they've taken. So anyway, they're one of our customers. They have 70 million documents online. Now, so imagine if they hadn't gone paperless with us 10 years ago, they would have to have a 20,000 square foot facility to house those files. Okay, that's just an example. And so every time they needed something, so their success would be killing them.
Let me ask my dumb question, Ken. Here's my dumb question. If you're in the moving business, typically you go to the guy's house and you look at all the things that has to be moved and you give him a quote. How does it work for your company? Take us through the process. I mean, I imagine you don't just go to an office and say, okay, here's my 10,000 square feet of papers and files, and then okay, and then you come back with a quote. Take us through the process, how you work with new clients.
Actually, more often than not, the reality is what Mosaic is in the business of is that we want to take you on a paperless, on a go-forward basis, because we're about taking the business processes, for example, like accounts payable, on a go-forward basis. We're going to streamline that particular work process for you. As far as the old files are concerned, if you're not getting into them a lot, then you know you can just let them age until they're 7 years old and then get rid of them. Now, for companies that want to actually image all of those files, make them digital, make them available online, we have a third-party partner. They're called FlexTex. They're right here in the area. They have a 20,000-square-foot facility in Hiram, Georgia, and they'll come and pick up all that paper for you, and they'll scan them into our web-based solution called Eclipse. And so then you can have all of your old files online too.
So that was going to be my next second dumb question is, you actually have to physically collect all the documents and they scan them, and that's what makes them electronic.
You bet. And then they use scanners that are like 120 pages per minute, have optical character recognition, can automatically index these documents to make them easy to find. For example, when you said you couldn't find something about me, Mike, earlier.
Yes.
Imagine just, you know, being able to type in anything in the document that I submitted to you the last time I was here, and it would pop up on your screen.
How quickly does this process happen? I mean, can you make someone paperless within days, weeks?
I'd say it depends. For example, RBM of Atlanta, one of our automobile dealership customers, took about 3 weeks to get them paperless. And then after that, boom, they can now, when a customer calls them up and say, what about my repair order or past repair orders? You just enter the repair order number. Boom, there's everything about that customer. Just that easy.
So, Ken, my question is going to be about kind of your competition. Mm-hmm. And kind of where your niche is, because I would think in this and in my industry, in the financial industry, there are some what I would call big players, big faceless giant, you know, hey, we can take you paperless. Well, I don't even know you. And what does that mean? And are you going to really hold my hand? Because it would be a hand holding, I would imagine. So are you guys more of a, hey, we want to work with local businesses. We want to sit down with you and walk you through it. Or can you, and I would imagine you can go as big as you need to, but what's the competition like, and where
great
do you guys
question,
fit in?
Great question, Stephen. Well, Mosaic, we are a channel partner to other providers. So to kind of first position us, we don't develop anything. What we do is we take the best of breed products out there. For example, if you look at the paperless process, it's a step one, step two, step three. First of all, what do you have to do? You have to capture the paper. So we work with Kodak Corporation as our primary capture partner. And that is, you know, that's a brand that everybody recognizes. And so in we, Mosaic, help you use Kodak products. Another thing that we use, and nobody's ever heard of this because this is the new technology I wanted to share with you today, is called intelligent capture. So every business can relate to paying bills. Okay, I don't care how big you are. Even if you're a household, you pay bills. But if you're a business, when you pay bills and you get an invoice in, the first thing that you have to do is route it around for approval. And then after it's approved, it comes back to the desk of the AP clerk. And what does he or she do? They have to manually and painstakingly enter the data from the invoice into their accounting system. Okay, what this intelligent capture piece does is it reads the invoice just like a human, and it extracts the data that you have to put into your accounting system and puts it in there automatically. Actually, it does it better than humans because, you know, it doesn't make that those kind of human type mistakes. So if the invoice is machine readable, it will find the invoice number, the amount, the vendor name, and all of the things that are relevant to your accounting system and put that data in there automatically, eliminating that and, quite frankly, eliminating the number of people that you'd have to do that kind of thing.
Wow. Intelligent capture. And is this just for invoices, or is it starting to expand into other things?
Invoices is the biggest vertical for intelligent capture right now, but quite frankly, for really big companies like Bank of America, and quite, you know, we don't service Bank of America, but I know that like big banks and big insurance companies and big business have been using intelligent capture for about 5 or 6 years now, and where they use it is in the mailroom for document classification. So if you can imagine, you know, if you're a big company, if mail comes to one location, you're going to distribute it to all your employees. It's not some guy walking around like madmen, you know, pushing around a cart and go, well, here's your mail, Stephen. You know, what it really is today is that they stick all the mail in a scanner, and the intelligent capture says, oh, this is a piece of correspondence that goes to Stephen. Oh, this is an invoice. It goes to Greta. Oh, here's whatever. And anyway, what it does is it knows what it is and who it goes to, and then basically puts it into, for example, our other solution from a company called DocStar called Eclipse. And Eclipse has an automated workflow routing. So once it's been identified by intelligent capture, it goes into the document management system that makes intelligent decisions about, now that I have it, what do I do with it? If it's an invoice, it has to be routed for approval. It looks at the invoice and says, is it more than $500? If so, then Stephen has to approve it. But if it's more than $1,000, then Stephen and Mike have to approve it, and so on and so forth.
So this is fascinating, because if I'm a small business owner in Gwinnett County who listens to Gwinnett Business Radio, I've heard go paperless, saves you time, saves you money. But I know, because I've talked to them, I have some as clients who say, you know, oh, I just can't do it. You know, it's so big. It's such a huge task. So being a channel partner allows you to go, just relax, you know, a little, it's going to be groovy cool, you know, we'll deal with intelligent capture and we'll handle it. And you really just kind of take them by the hand and say, this is what we're going to do. Step one, step two, step three, step 37. And then, okay, here you go. Now you're done. And then I'm sure you're also there afterward to go, oh my goodness, no, I want to go back to a file. And you kind of talk them off the ledge.
That really is our differentiator right there, is that we do handhold all of our customers. We put somebody on site for a couple of days and make sure that people are happy. And, you know, these days, just like Greta's solution, which, by the way, Greta, I really enjoyed your interview very much and I loved what I heard.
Thank you.
We're both cloud-based solutions. She's cloud-based, we're cloud-based. And what that means really is it's a subscription. So rather than a large capital expense up front, and even a small business doesn't want to spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Really, what they want is like, hey, you know what? Anybody can spend $500 a month, and maybe all you want to do is take the human resources function paperless first. Okay? Easy place to start. That's where a lot of paper is. Or maybe just accounting. Start small and build from there.
Ken Kingery is our guest. He's the co-owner of Mosaic Corp, and talking about going paperless. And we talked about the new technology and the intelligent capture, which just blew Stephen's mind. Can you obviously look into, I'm not asking you to look into your crystal ball, but are there, is there other technology out there that, that's being worked on right now, that there's some other stuff that might blow my mind right now? Like, oh my God, we're going in that direction.
It really is the most mind-blowing, and I have to say it's kind of a boring topic to talk about processing invoices, but what is mind-blowing is that for example, intelligent capture, it's going to read the invoice, it's going to extract the data, and it's going to not only put the data into your accounting system, but what it's going to do is that when it passes it to the content management system, for example, if you're a purchase order-based company, you have told your provider, I want these widgets for this price, right? And then when they eventually invoice you, intelligent capture and the content management system are going to compare what the face value of the invoice was with what the purchase order number was. And if there's a 5% variance or seven, whatever you set the variance threshold, it's going to route it into an exception queue if the invoice doesn't match the purchase order. So it's going to do the job of people all along, and it could be any kind of exception. It also can say, hey, did the product actually arrive at our shipping dock, and did somebody actually receive it, and was it broken, or was it all of this stuff ordinarily done by humans can be done by a combination of intelligent capture and content management.
So not only are you being now more efficient, getting more work done in a shorter amount of time and everything else, mm-hmm. but just the whole term these days of being green. Buildings want to be green. You want to be environmentally friendly. You're doing all that and you're saving trees.
Being green is a plus, and for the companies that want to go green and be green, we play into that in a very big way. But I have to say that that's not the reason why people do this. The reason people do this, for example, if I just isolate one thing, is that if you take an operation like restaurant management, where one of our customers, Liberty House, they've got OK Cafe, they've got Bones, they've got Blue Ridge Grill, they basically have all these restaurants. The cost of getting the invoices from the restaurant to the headquarters, and they used to use a courier service and all that, and basically they're going to save about $10 per invoice processed. So for a company like them, I don't want to reveal too much, but it's thousands of dollars a month. But for one of our bigger customers like Lanier Parking, with 200 parking garages, they pay about 8,000 invoices a month. So we're talking about $80,000 a month, or about $1 million a year.
I've heard it said by some business leaders that, businesses come down to people, products, and process. And you guys clearly just kind of, hey, let us look at your product. And so that was going to be my question. Do you consult first? Do you say, hey, what do you want? I mean, is that kind of where you start? Tell me your vision, Mr. Business Owner, and then let me tell you what we have to offer that can help with your vision of going paperless or getting your process better. I mean, is that?
Absolutely, because what we have is not a canned solution. So we have products and processes that are malleable. So we talk to business owners, we ask them questions, we find out a lot about their culture and about the kinds of things that they're trying to accomplish and the vision of the owner. And typically they are finding that paper is impeding their personal goals for their business. And so if we're able to close that gap, so to speak, and get them closer to what they really want, which is being able to have one of their customers pick up the phone and say, this bill was late or something's wrong, with my order, and to be able to instantly fingertip that those documents that relate to that issue, puts them in a better position with their clients.
So I got to ask my dumb question. Mike got to ask his. I'm going to ask mine. So when the guy's on site, after the guy or the gal's on site, and you've kind of set everything paperless, have you ever had to say in those 2 days, put the paper down and back away slowly?
Back away from the paper.
Yeah. Get that manila file folder out of your hands. You're not using that anymore.
Well, I will tell you, we haven't had to do exactly that, but on a few occasions, the enemy of paperless is staples. So staplers, for example, for people who are used to like stapling a bunch of documents together before they put them in the file cabinet so that they quote unquote cling together. Well, in a content and document management system, basically something like the invoice number puts all those things together, or the purchase order number basically is like a metaphor for a staple. So we've had some companies that at midnight the night before they roll out the paperless solution, they remove all the staples from the entire
nice.
Building.
Put the stapler down.
Do the stapler companies and the paperclip companies hate your guts?
Absolutely. We get hate mail constantly from them.
Would the paperclip companies ever go paperless?
That just
blew my mind. Look, I can't believe it's already 40 minutes of a show. I feel like we've only tipped it's just been the tip of the iceberg for both our guests. But what would you say as we begin to wrap up the interview, Ken? What do you say to that business owner who says, yeah, it all sounds great, but it's got to be like really expensive to go paperless?
It isn't. And like I was mentioning before, the whole subscription model allows you to, hey, are you not sure whether this is going to be the return on investment you're looking for, Mr. Business Owner? Why don't you start small? You know, start for 3 months and let us take on one business process for you. And if it doesn't improve, then don't do it. But if it does improve and we can show the return on investment, then you should spend the money.
Makes sense to me. Ken, for those companies that want to find out more, the business owners and business leaders out there listening that want to find out more about your company and say, yeah, I do want to go paperless, how can they find out more about Mosaic Corp?
www.mosaic, and that's Mosaic Corp, CORP.com.
And if they Google you, it's not that chemical company out there that has the same name, right, or a similar name?
Actually, we've had really, really good people helping us with our website over the years. And if somebody just put in paperless Atlanta, we come to the top in
Great.
Google.
Congratulations, by the way,
thank
on that.
Thank you.
Ken, thank you so much for your time. Great to see you.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Ken Kingery with Mosaic Corp. And also another thank you to our groovy, cool guest, Greta Cairns, with Platform One and Vibe HCM. Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, because we are groovy, cool, and we are paperless here. You can visit GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and to like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, you just read that off a piece of paper. And I'm going to tell all my clients to sell all their paperclip stocks now.
Exactly. Good advice. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.